Lee Aaron gonna be playing Riverfest very soon, August 14. When's the last time you played Nova Scotia? Would have been the casino, I think, last
Would have
year.
been Casino Nova Scotia a couple of years ago. Yeah, a couple of years ago. I love the East Coast. I'm really thrilled to be able to be coming there in the summertime, actually.
Do you still keep busy touring gigs and playing in your area, I presume?
Well, the most recent thing, well, that's ha big event that's happened in my life in the last 6 years is that I became a mother. I have a 6-year-old girl and a 4-year-old son. So actually going on tour the way that I used to go on tour is not something that I do anymore. I don't go out for weeks at a time. What I do is I go out for a few days at a time and I come home. I spend a few weeks at home, then I go out for a few days at a time and I come home. And what I try to do is I try to hit different areas of the country at different times. So that's basically how my touring has changed in the last 6 years since I became a mother. And it, but you know what? It's great. It works out great. My children aren't really impacted by that. I still get to keep my foot in the door with music and still get to pick up a guitar and go rock out and have fun and still get to connect with my fans across Canada. I just finished some dates last weekend. I was in Winnipeg and in Saskatchewan as well. So I was doing the Prairies last weekend, and this coming weekend I'm gonna be able to get to the East Coast, which is pretty exciting.
Days have changed in music, would you say, or for the audience that comes and see you?
Oh, well, yeah, it's different than it was 15 or 20 years ago. What I find now is that I have a large group of fans that have really grown up with me and are more mature than they used to be when they were younger, and are very, very, how do I explain it? Because I've made a lot of sort of musical diversions in the last, decade of my career, just experimenting with different styles of music and whatnot, just more of a personal artistic thing. And I find that my older fans are really, really accepting of that because they've grown up themselves and their tastes have changed and diversified. And then I have a whole new generation of young fans that have discovered my music through either their parents or through Much Music, and that love all the my old rock stuff, and they're there to see me play my old hits, which is my show. I've got all my old hits in my show, and so I find it's a real diverse audience, like a very it, you know it ranges in age from say 20 to 50,
Wow.
really, the people that come to see me, and it's a really a great thing.
Now you dominated Much Music, in the late 80s, early 90s. What do you think of the change of Much Music? I mean, I remember you hosting a Power Hour show one time.
Yeah, that's true. Well, it's kind of sad, to be honest with you, because they don't really play music anymore for the most part. You know what I mean? It's
Yeah.
largely talk shows and various different things, and the internet has changed the face of television, because I think that young people don't go to TV to source their music anymore. What they do is they go on the computer. And so it's completely changed. Television for music has changed completely. And the internet, I mean, it's a great thing, I think, because now the internet has taken away the power of, the big record labels have basically fallen apart. So it's disseminated this big corporate industry that used to control music. And I think people are much more free to discover new music, and people can establish cult following simply through, online videos with YouTube and their own websites. You can have, make more money as an artist and have a successful career independently without having to rely on the corporation. And I think that's a great thing. I mean, I know that I left my record label. I was one of the first people to do that in 1992. I left Attic Records, and I was distributed by A&M in Canada, and I became independent. And it was the best thing I could have done for my career at the time. I mean, it may not appear as though I'm in the forefront of music on television or anything like that, but I've managed to, produce records on my own and to sell records through live and through and online, and personally, and from a monetary standpoint, I'm far more successful than I was when I was a quote-unquote big star, if that makes sense.
For sure, and now you're controlling your stuff.
Well, yeah, exactly.
You got your Lee Aaron TV website, you know, on the YouTube, and we see you play the jazz, and is this your living room, I take it?
Well, yeah, parts of that were, yeah. The one that was filmed by, for CMT, the Country Music Television Special, yeah. That was my living room, with the leopard couches?
Yes.
Yes, it is.
And this is great stuff. I mean, the fans should just love this, you know, to see an intimate moment with Lee Aaron on TV.
Well, I would think so. One of my big project, my company's big project last year was to put together a 3-DVD set, and it's called Lee Aaron Rarities Studio and Live, and I think it spans 1981 through 2005. And what I spent a lot of my spare time last year doing was going through boxes and boxes of old video footage that had interviews, rare clips, from Much Music, some things, I'm just trying to think, some rare live things from Europe and all over the place. These are none of my commercial videos, because all of my big commercial hit videos are already available on some type of compilation. But what I did last year is I went through all of this footage that had never been released before, and we put it together in chronological order and put together a 3-DVD set, and basically everything on that set is rare things that fans can't get anywhere else. And a lot of it is, yeah, backstage, really intimate kind of stuff. And it's been actually doing really, really well for us live and online as well. So, yeah, I mean, I think that's what fans want. They don't want to, they don't want to see a rehash of your old things over and over again. They want something that's
totally new,
fresh and new and different, something they can't get anywhere else.
Another thing, too, you offer, like, autographs and stuff online, which I'm sure the people like also, personalized merchandise.
Well, yes. I mean, people all often, they ask for that. So, yeah, I'm very, very happy to do that. But my favorite part of playing live, actually, besides making a connection with the audience on stage, is being able to come after. Usually they set up an autograph table, and I come out after, and I sign autographs, and I like to meet the fans and the people that are coming to the shows. It's really, that's how I know who my audience is. And it's, yeah, so that's really one of my favorite parts, is getting to know the people that are coming to see the show, coming to see me, to make that personal connection.
And another thing, too, is who you're playing with now, like your band members. Throughout the years, you've been playing with tons of members. Who's the lineup now?
Well, you have to understand, Lee Aaron is not like the Rolling Stones, where it starts out, or like U2. It starts out, you know, with a group of original members. And a lot of that was not necessarily me firing people throughout the years. It was people had went, you know, as long as I play in Lee Aaron will always be the star. She's always going to be the main songwriter. And a lot of these members have chosen to do other things. So, like, for instance, my longtime partner, John Albany, we worked together for almost 12 years, co-writing songs and playing live together. But John, you know, he got to a point where he didn't really want to go on the road anymore. So he moved to Nashville, and he is a successful producer down there. He and I still talk. He's a great friend. But, you know, obviously, then I need to get a new guitar player. So who's playing in my band? My band has been really consistent for about the last 5 years. My husband, John Cody, plays the drums. He's a drummer, great, great Vancouver drummer. A gentleman named Rob Hamilton is playing guitar. And basically these guys are some of the top musicians in the Vancouver area. And I was very fortunate to get them in my band. Rob Hamilton is on guitar. Tilden Webb is playing keyboards, and Dave Reimer, who has played with so many people. He's a great bass player and singer. Dave Reimer is on bass.
Where do you pick out the songs to play at, like, a concert like Riverfest? Because you're going to be doing, like, more rock, I take it?
It's definitely a rock show. Absolutely. I don't want people to think it's not. No, it's definitely a rock show. But my new show consists of pretty much all my rock hits from the past.
Okay.
You're going to hear Hands On, What You Do to My Body, Metal Queen. Some girls do. Those, everything from that sort of body rock. Powerline, that was, I think, 1987. Yeah, so all my old rock hits, pretty much. And then some selected, like I do a couple of songs that were sort of like my favorites from the old records that maybe weren't the biggest hits, but mm-hmm. fans like. And a few things from my last CD was called Beautiful Things, and it was released in 2004 and was, how do I describe it? It was sort of like a really edgy sort of pop blues record, if that makes sense. And I play a couple of songs from that album as well, and oddly enough, people really like those songs, seem to really like those songs and connect with them, and the album that I sell, the thing that I sell the most of usually at live shows is that new CD. People are anxious to hear the new music, yeah.
At concerts, do you carry your back catalog also?
No, I do not. Pardon me?
You only sell the new merchandise, in a sense.
Yeah, the new stuff. But you got to remember, the new DVD set has
right.
old songs. It has past stuff on it, so yeah. And posters and things like that, yeah. So.
When are you writing a new album?
Well, this is has been my big life interruption. I didn't wait this long in my life to have children, to ignore them or to have them looked after by someone else. So I have taken a bit of a hiatus from recording. Although I have been writing songs for the last 6 years, I have quite a few songs written. My plan is in the next, probably the next 12 to 18 months. Start recording again because my children will both finally be in school full time when my son turns 5. So it's really hard when your children are very, very small unless you hire a full-time nanny. And like I said, I didn't wait this long. Family is really important to me,
mm-hmm.
and I didn't wait this long to have children, to have them looked after by somebody else. So my plan is to start recording very soon. I've just been on a little bit of hiatus for motherhood.
Well, you seem like a very good mother, and that's very well respected, I'm sure, with a lot of people.
I love my kids. They're the best thing that ever. I mean, rock and roll is great. Music is great. I love music, but having my children has been the best thing that's ever happened to me. They've made me a complete person, that's for sure.
Well, that's awesome. Well, Lee Aaron, it's been a real pleasure talking to you, finally, and... wish you success in the future and great coming to Nova Scotia.
I am so excited. It's going to be a great show. I'm really looking forward to it. I understand that this whole show started out as a benefit for local charities, and it started on a hay wagon. Yeah. Anyway, I made a personal request for a bale of hay on stage.
voilà.
And he said he could arrange that.
Yeah, he can, I'm sure.
So that's going to be fun. Okay, Jason, that sounds great.
All right, Lee, Aaron, have a good time.
All right, well, I will do.
Okay, bye-bye.
Take care.
You too, bye-bye.